What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Gracie York, singer-songwriter out of Texas. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. And we were just talking before we recorded here. It's been a while since I last had Gracie on. I think Marlboro Magic just came out, so that was like 2023, maybe?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's good to finally have you back, and you've been busy, very busy, and seeing a lot of growth too, seeing your name pop up a lot more, which is always good. So that's, I guess, fun. Let's just start out with like what you've been up to. I mean, anything crazy happen? Any oh shit moments? Like, what's been going on?
Oh yeah, no, there's been plenty of those. I mean, most recently, I just dropped a brand new single, Call Me Crazy, which you very kindly wrote another article about, and I was just sitting there, I was like, oh my god, that's so sweet. And that's been exciting. It got playlisted onto Spotify playlist, so that is really awesome. Every time, won't complain. And then some oh shit moment was I got to share the stage with the legendary, iconic cross-Canadian ragweed, and I will not stop talking about it probably for the rest of my life.
Well, let's start there, because okay. I saw that and I was blown away, and I'm assuming you know Cody and everything. Yes. So I guess you want to kind of start there, maybe like how that relationship started to lead up to that moment.
Yes, this is my favorite topic of discussion right now in my life. So obviously I knew who Cody was and huge fan, clearly. And I randomly one day was like, you know what? I'm just going to ask him if he wants somebody to come up and sing Sick and Tired with him at LJT. Then I'm his girl. I'm free and I'll be on the side of the stage anyway. And I never met him before. And he, of course, being the kindest person ever, he was like, yes, absolutely. I'd love to have you. So I met him as I'm walking up on stage to sing Sick and Tired with him.
Wow.
And my microphone kept falling down. I was freezing and I was kind of drunk. And I was just like, oh my God, what is happening? And from there, we just kind of formed a friendship. And I sang a couple more times with him. And then it just all, we kept seeing each other, and then now here we are. And he asked me to come be a part of like the midway stage that was set up for Boys from Oklahoma. And we had that figured out, but then he's like, and you're going to come sing with me on stage. And I was like, what? I was like, 50,000 people a night? Okay, cool. I'm fine. That's, everything's fine. And I ended up singing with him all four nights.
Wow.
So it was insane. And I didn't even know, I didn't plan on singing all four nights. I thought it was going to be just like one or two. And then Caitlin Butts had taken Sick and Tired one night, which I was completely fine with. I was like, yes, can't wait to hear this. And I was, you know, excited to have a night off. The allergies were pretty bad. And I was like, it's fine. And then Cody, like an hour before the show, he was like, can you learn this song and you want to do it tonight? And I was like, okay, yeah, obviously I'm not going to pass up this opportunity. So I got it. I just learned the song. We're all good. I'll see you on stage. And then I sang, it's absolutely nuts. Like, I'm saying all this and it feels not real at all, but it was the best four nights of my life.
Yeah. Like, how do you possibly come down from that? Like,
I the whole way home, I was just sad and listening to ragweed the entire time. Oh, yeah. So
absolutely.
I don't think I am.
Yeah. And that's I just had Shelby Stone on a couple days ago, and we were talking about that too, because I believe she played on one of the stages that weekend.
Yeah.
And she kind of said it was like, it's a moment in history, you know, like that's something that's like, it's going to be remembered, I think. It's like the Woodstock of red dirt and everything. Like, a family reunion almost. Did it feel like that?
It really did. Like, and I mean, I got to meet so many people there. I didn't really know too many people, but I got to meet them. And like, everybody was just so amazing and so grateful to be there and to be a part of something so special. Because like, for all of Ragweed, it was just a reunion of like love. And that's just how the stadium felt. Everybody was just full of love, and it was awesome. It was so awesome.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for you. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
But yeah, let's get into what you've been up to, more of that. And I always like to ask artists who I talk to, like, again after a little while, if they've found that they might have evolved or progressed in their creative process or their sound or anything. Have you tried anything, like, new creatively when you've been recording, writing, anything like that?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely have. I'm kind of in my, like, pop girl era. And I just love everything that's kind of coming out of pop music right now. It's just fun. And like the Charlie XCX type thing, it's like so not what I usually listen to, but for some reason I'm like gravitating towards it. I'm like, this song is great. And so I've kind of been listening and playing around with some stuff like that. But I mean, I'm filming obviously in my closet, but it's half of like my recording space. I'm like propped up on a little desk here, and I kind of record, like, soundproof myself in here so I'm not loud for my neighbors. But I get to finally just work on music and like demo stuff myself, and so that's kind of helped my creative process. Just I can do it more freely. I can just kind of mess around with it more freely, and then I can take it to a producer and be like, hey, this is what I'm going for, let's make this happen but sound better. Yeah. And so I think that's definitely improved, and it makes me want to write more, because again, I get to just make it sound kind of decently better. So yeah, I think I've improved. I don't think I don't think I write as much as I used to, because I'm so busy, it feels like. But I think that when I do write, it's better than what it used to be.
Yeah, like I get, what is like quality over quantity, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah,
for sure. And it's funny you mentioned the pop thing, because I've found myself, who thought would never be into that stuff, like, I've been listening to Chappell Roan so much, and I would never think that was my cup of tea, but it's like my number one streamed album on Spotify right now.
No, it's awesome. Like, she's just cool too. I think it's just how she's so individual to herself, and she does whatever she wants to and whatever she wants to creatively, and I think it's so sick. And her voice is amazing.
Yeah. And like, it's kind of a cool period of time we're in right now with like the female pop artists, because you got like so many good ones. Like, you know, it's not like diluted at all. Like Chappell Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. Like, it's kind of cool to see like the big pop in them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. So, and they're all young too.
Yeah.
All young. And I feel like that makes me feel a little better. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad they're all young.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a new wave of them.
Yeah, for sure. I also wanted to bring up, I see you've been diving into like the vlog content and the coffee and yap. So as someone who does like a podcast and stuff, I like eat that shit up. So it's like, I'm wondering like what made you want to go do that, and like what like, you know, what happened there?
So I honestly, and I've said it before, you know, I'm younger, I'm 23. So I was born in the early 2000s. You know what I mean? And I was an iPad kid for a little while. Like in elementary school and up, I was an iPad kid. And I'll fully admit it, and it's okay because everybody's an iPad kid now. I loved YouTube, and I still do. It's always been something that I just like spent so much time on, and I found like vloggers and like makeup tutorials, and I just wanted to film and be a YouTuber for so long. And because it genuinely brings me so much joy, and I don't even know why, but I started making my own stuff, and I was like, I don't know what I would do. I love vlogs, but sometimes I feel like my life is boring because I still have a day job. I'm like, if I was a full-time musician, like maybe it'd be a little different, but I work with what I can do. You get what I mean.
I get what you mean.
But I started Coffee and a Yap because I love coffee and I love to just sit and talk about random shit. And I was like, how would I blend it together? And there it was. And so I found a lot of joy doing it. And it's also nice to just kind of get all of that out of my brain. And it's almost like a little diary for me on the music side, because I share what music I'm into for that week or whatever it might be. And so I can kind of go back and be like, oh, I forgot about that song, or oh, I remember that moment in my life when I was listening to that song. And so that part's really cool to me. But I've just always wanted to be a YouTuber, honestly. So it's kind of my my journey into being a YouTuber as well, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the way the industry is now with like social media and TikTok mm-hmm. and all that being so prevalent, and in a lot of, you know, a lot of ways, it's really important to a lot of artists. Like a lot of them like have to rely on that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. you having like your like music, you know, already been going for years mm-hmm. now and adding that on, it could only help. I mean, yeah. I feel like have you experienced that at all yet? I know you kind of just started doing it, but.
I mean, kind of. I've seen like it's honestly kind of like funny to see which friends of mine or like colleagues go check out Coffee in the App or like follow Coffee in the App. Because it's some people I would be like, oh, I didn't think they would ever have interest in that. And I really didn't think anybody was going to have interest in this, period. So to see like people following it or finding it has been really cool. I don't know if it's helped me musically yet or not, but I always try to like say, hey, go check out my music, because I do that too. So I don't know, but maybe in the future when I actually start posting them again, because I've been really behind, like a bad YouTuber is what I've been.
Well, it's hard when you're busy, but it's also good for like your music, like with, you know, like being busy is a good thing, I'd imagine. Like you said earlier, how you don't have as much time to write, but like you're also playing shows, getting to sing with Ragweed. I mean, like, it could only be, like, a good kind of busy.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I, you know, hopefully one day it'll be busy enough that, you know, Coffee in the App is thriving and I can have a social media team for that. And then Gracie York is skyrocketing and she gets a social media team for that. Because right now, one woman show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough. And so, you know, and I've always said from the jump of Coffee in the App that when I do record, I want to be very present and honest with the people watching. And when I record them, and I just feel like I haven't had a opportunity to be that. So that's why I haven't really posted, but I do plan very soon to have a Coffee in the App hit YouTube.
yeah, for sure. And kind of going off that a bit, like with like I checked out your listener count and I remember like when it was nothing near what it is now. So like the growth is like crazy, at least from my point of view. And I'm wondering if you've been seeing that at all, whether at shows or anything like that.
Yeah, so I mean, I won't lie. I look at the monthly listeners like daily. I really shouldn't, but it's just always something I've done. Especially when it's around like release times and stuff, I always watch that. But it's been nuts. At one point, I hit like 100,000 monthly listeners, which absolutely blew me away. That was around the time of my Sober release.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Call Me Crazy, I went down a bit because all on me too, because I didn't put out any music, and I get that. You know, my fault, working on it. But I definitely went down some, which again, totally my fault, totally understand. But now I'm kind of going up a little bit with Call Me Crazy release, and that's been exciting to watch. But I mm-hmm. always go back and I look at like where I used to be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy smokes, when did all these people get here? Yeah. And how?
Yeah. sometimes like you have to take time to kind of sit back and like, you know, mm-hmm. look back on it. I mean, that's kind of, I'd imagine that's a big part of what keeps you going, I guess. Like to know, like if you ever feel like I'm sure everyone feels that sometimes, like when like, damn, like, why am I doing this? Like, what, like you got like reach that bump in the road there, mm-hmm. but like, you know, that's looking back at the growth. I mean, that's kind of what keeps people going, I'd say.
Yeah, it's nuts. And like with the Ragweed stuff, obviously brings in a new chunk of people, which I'm very grateful for. But it's kind of like weird because I feel like in a sense I have to reintroduce myself to these new people that haven't been here for, mm-hmm. you know, years, because people aren't really going back and looking at all the old stuff unless you're, you know, Taylor Swift or whoever at that level.
But like expand, sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but expand on that a bit. Like when you do have to reintroduce yourself, is that kind of, or not reintroduce, introduce yourself to like the new base or whatever. Is that like a conscious thing? Like, oh shit, here we at, like, let me this is who I am? Or is it kind of like, well, here's what you get. And if you like it, you like it, you know, that kind of thing?
That it's more like that. At this point, I think when I was younger, it was more of like, oh, I need these people to like know who I am. But at this point now, being 23, I'm like, you either like me or you don't. You either like my music or you don't. And it's really that simple, because that's how I feel about other artists myself. I either like it or I don't. And it's okay, you know? So that's just music. That's just being a music fan. And it's okay if they don't like me. But what you get's what you get. That's kind of how I feel now. And my music is my art. It's how I feel and what I'm creating. So if it makes me happy, then that's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure. And now I'm thinking, like, when you hear, like, a lot of artists say, like, well, even to listeners, when they listen to a certain artist, like, this is when so-and-so, like, found their sound. Like, when you turn on their song, you're like, this is blah, blah, blah. But, like how you said you're dabbling in the pop stuff, like, you want to go towards that direction, like, at least right now. But, like, have you found your sound, or are you still kind of trying to find what you want to do?
I have no idea. That's the thing. Like, I have no idea. I feel like I haven't. And maybe that's just like my gut saying that. I just feel like I haven't found it yet. I feel like I got really, really close with Dust.
Mm-hmm.
Dust was like, I remember when we were recording it, I was like, man, this feels right. You know, like, this feels like me. And I don't know how to do that again, or like what we did, what's the secret sauce on that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just feel like I haven't. I feel like I'm really, really close. Really, really close. But I don't know.
Yeah, right. But yeah, and it also helps though that you're also dabbling in different things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the example I always use on here is Austin Mead. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he puts out an album and none of it sounds the same as the last. And I think, like, personally, that's really interesting and that's really cool thing to do. But you also know that's Austin Mead.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a cool, you know, place to find yourself, because mm-hmm. you could, some people, especially like in the Texas scene, like, I think sometimes it could get a little oversaturated with right. one sound, whatever's mm-hmm. like the popular sound at the moment, whether it be like the grunge stuff, how, you know, or the rock stuff or whatever. Yeah. Like, now it's like a lot of the Zach Bryan stuff because mm-hmm. he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to, if that is your sound, very cool. But like, I like to see what artists do with it. And I think you do that very well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. That makes me feel a lot better. I feel like sometimes obviously we all kind of get hard on ourselves, but I'm like, I sound like everybody else that's ever been. And then I'm like, no, I don't.
Right.
No, I don't. Don't be so hard on yourself and just keep doing your shit and get on with life. So thanks
Absolutely.
For saying that. It makes me feel better.
For sure. But let's talk about Call Me Crazy. And okay. That came out 2 weeks now, week mm-hmm. and a half, something like that. But fantastic. As you know, I like it. So I'd like to know, well, first off, you happy with how it turned out, the reception, everything?
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been one of my best releases so far. So yeah,
that's absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And is there any story, theme behind it? I know it's like, it's very relatable to like a lot of people, I'm sure, but is there any like specific thing behind it, anything like that?
It was kind of in the same period of life as Dust. I was just kind of like left with a bunch of questions and I was not getting the answer to any of them. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna write about this, I guess, because there's nothing else I can do. And so I wrote Dust, and then I was sitting in the car one day after lunch or something, and I had this first verse come up into my head, and then I just voice memoed it, and I said, hey Shelby, I know we write in 2 days, I kind of just came up with this, how do you feel about it? And she was like, yeah, no, we're gonna use that for sure. So then we ended up using that, and which my favorite thing to say about Call Me Crazy is that it took us 4 hours of catching up and just ranting and yapping to each other before we actually sat down to write this song.
Awesome.
So, we wrote this song, and it's crazy because like you write a song and you're like, oh, I want to put this out now. And it's like 2 years later by the time you put it out. Shelby and I wrote that song like 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it might be less than that, but it's definitely close. And I just remember every time I play it at live shows, falling more in love with it. And I was like, man, I really love this song. Like, I'm so proud of this one. And so there's not like a specific story behind it, but it's mm-hmm. it's kind of based around the same time period of my life.
Yeah.
But Shelby and I feel like really just worked very well together on this song. And yeah, I love her. And it was just awesome to catch up and write this one and share this song together, which is awesome. So
yeah. And like I said, I just had Shelby on and she's a riot for sure. Mm-hmm. And she told me that, I think after I ended the recording, she's like, "Were you the one who did Gracie's Right?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then she's like, "We wrote that again." I'm like, "No shit. I didn't even know yeah. that. I would have put that in." But I just because it lines up in time, like mm-hmm. how'd you end up getting close with her? Like how'd you guys meet?
So I was in the scene like just a little while before her. And so I kind of watched her come into playing some shows, and I don't remember, like I'm awful with remembering certain things, mm-hmm. and I feel like I just like black out a certain period of my life, probably because I was blacked out for most of that period of my life.
I hear you.
You know, everybody makes mistakes, as Hannah Montana said, and I yep. definitely did. But I remember meeting Shelby, and I was like, this chick is cool as hell, and I love her. And then she was like, yeah, I'm like trying to, you know, get this music thing. And I was like, no shit. Hey girl, like me too. I'm still working at it too. And, which it's funny, 'cause like Shelby is a little bit older than me, but I think I've been in it longer than she has. And so mm-hmm. she used to tell me that like, I was somebody that she would watch like what they were doing, you know, to keep up in like the Texas scene. I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, no. No, that makes me feel kind of old, and I don't know, like it just weirded me out. And I was like, no, we're here, sister, like no. Mm-hmm. But then we just kind of started, you know, seeing each other more at shows, and she would ask for some advice, even though I had nothing really to give her because I was in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember specifically seeing her play acoustic at Hank's before they shut it down. R.I.P. Hank's.
R.I.P.
And I was blown away. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. She's about to do it. She's about mm-hmm. to do the thing. And she is. So.
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome. So do you co-write a lot?
I don't. I really don't. A lot of my stuff is just me. And it has been from the jump. I've only written with other people like maybe 10 times,
mm-hmm.
maybe. So yeah, not really. I try to plan, because usually I'll go to Nashville and write with like my Nashville friends over there, because there's not really a whole bunch of co-writing in the Texas scene.
Really?
And if there is, I'm just not getting invited, I guess. Oh. But I don't recall any but so I go to Nashville usually, which I have to plan a trip around that, plan where I'm gonna stay and all the things, and drive 9 hours or fly, and
mm-hmm.
so it's a whole thing, especially with having a job and, you know, being an adult and stuff. So
yeah
that's when I can make it work, I make it work, and I write with my Nashville friends. Like Marble Magic was written with May Estes, and she's out in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and she's finally gaining some traction, which I am so excited about.
Yeah.
Because she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
For
moly.
Sure.
So good. Same with Caitlin Butts.
Oh yeah.
Holy moly. I've wanted to write with Caitlin for a while, and we've talked about it a couple times. It's just never happened.
How cool is it to see her finally like getting that viral moment and everything like that's yes. going on right now?
Yes. It's so cool.
Way overdue.
So cool. I know. I remember because it's funny because like Shelby told me that about me, and I was like, that's how I feel about Caitlin. Like,
mm-hmm.
and Caitlin would sit here and be like, Gracie, shut up. Like, we are friends. Don't ever say that again. But she was just that person for me that I was like, yeah, my Siri just started talking. Sorry. She's always so nosy. Like, what is she
up to? I know. They're all
listening.
The government's listening.
I know. No, they are. They are. But Caitlin's that girl for me. Like, I watched her so much. And I was such a fan of her when I first started coming to the scene. Same Hell, Different Devil, like that whole album. Oh my God. It changed my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that?
I do.
The fucking speedster going down the damn road. I'm in an apartment complex. I need to slow down. There's children here.
It sounds like the it sounds like the beginning of Leon Thomas's Mutt album.
Yeah. So. I was thinking also Kickstart My Heart, like a but anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, love Caitlin Butts. I'm so excited for her that she is finally, finally getting what she has worked her ass off for.
Yep.
And yeah, she's too busy. She's too famous, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, hey. Remember me, little old me? But I do, like, the craziest thing, last thing I'll fangirl about Caitlin Butts about, the craziest thing in the moment I knew that she was making it was when I walked into my Walmart and Roadrunner started playing. And I started filming and I was like, bitch, you're on at the Walmart.
You're on Walmart.
I was like, this is crazy. And she was like, that's so cool. So I'm so proud of her. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, and again, like, this is reference to, like, me catching up since Marlboro Magic, because that's the last time we talked. Mm-hmm. So if this question's broad, sorry, but is there anything now, like you mentioned the pop stuff, but anything in particular that's really been inspiring you right now? Like something like off the top of your head?
Mm-hmm. I've been listening to a lot of 70s music. I'm a huge 70s music fan. So like 70s music has really been inspiring me. I've been listening to the band Joe, DJO.
Mm-hmm.
The lead singer is an actor in Stranger Things, Joe Keery, and his band Joe. They have a song called End of Beginning. It's their biggest song.
Who's he in Stranger Things?
He's Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he has a band Joe, and they are amazing. Very like Beatles, Steely Dan, just like 70s cool shit. Yeah. And again, something I really don't like usually listen to, but for some reason it has me hooked. And like the whole discography, I pretty much know now. I have them both on vinyl already. And it helps that my birthday just passed, because that was my gift. And I was like, yes, I'm
hell so yeah.
And I'm going to go see them at ACL in October. So I'm so excited. But honestly, like that's been really inspiring me, like on the pop side of things, because I just would never think to record music like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so cool to like hear what you can do in music.
Yeah.
And there's no rules. Like there's literally no rules. This shit is ours and there's no rules. So I think that's really been helping like me remember that there's no rules. Like stop trying to mold yourself into this specific thing because it's not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just do what you want to do. So that's been really inspiring me. And I think this new season of my life, because I just got this apartment, my very first apartment, just moved out of my parents' house. Let's go.
How far did you move? Was it like a big distance or no?
No.
Okay. That's good at least.
No, it's 15 minutes down the road. So,
okay.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be moving further, but you know.
Baby steps.
This is just what happened. So, you know, the day job, back to the day job.
Yeah.
Stupid day job.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this new season of my life, just kind of learning life, spreading my wings and, you know, seeing what happens. And I mean, the music industry is really strange right now and anybody could tell you that. So I think that too is inspiring in a different way because it's just a lot of like frustration and anger.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's still fun and I still love it. It's just some days it's like, okay.
Yeah.
TikTok is not the answer.
Mm.
It's not. It's no. not. So if we could do something else, that'd be great.
Yeah. It was banned for like a day.
I know. And it was great. It was free. I felt freedom. I was like, oh, I'm not shackled anymore to the chains of freaking TikTok posting.
Right.
Which, like, I guess you're technically not, but that's just how it feels, you know? It's just, especially because, like, if you do want to be on that higher level, it's what's expected. It's, you know, make TikToks all the time. This is what's going to get you your numbers and your streams and your followers, which, like, it is.
Yeah.
That's the part that sucks, is it is.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody knows. So I just wish we could change that and maybe it would help a little bit.
Right. I agree. And you said something there that kind of sat with me is like moving out or like just moving on to like that new chapter. Like personally, like you said, like that has to be like a whole new, like, you know, wide open thing. Like you could go any direction now. Like you don't feel stuck in the last chapter, but also like creatively and musically, like being able to put that into your craft. You know what I mean? Like that has to be like really exciting, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it really is. And like I said, I got like this new setup to start recording my own demos and stuff. And that's been really exciting because it just, I have more freedom to just like make something sound kind of how I want it to sound already and just kind of like speed up that process and be able to write more and record more. And yeah, it's been very exciting. Cause I mean, I'm now 23, so I had like basically 23 years of life at my parents and I didn't realize how much I was holding back from myself and like with my music and everything. And it just, it really does feel like freedom. I love my parents to death, but you know, it feels like freedom. So
it's very exciting. Yeah. And to boot, like you're listening, you said Beatles and Steely Dan. If you want to try anything without rules, those are the perfect two to go that route with.
the Asia album. Unreal. And I like listen to that. Like when I feel that, like when I'm stuck, I'm like, man, I just don't want to sound like everybody else. I'm like, okay, let's listen to this again. Cause you don't have to.
Yeah.
Cause that's one of the greatest albums. So.
Yeah, I agree. So, I guess like, what do you got coming up with like shows and stuff? I think I saw you were playing a festival soon on your Instagram or something like that. Like, what do you got coming up?
Yes. I'm going to Cabo. Ooh. In 13 days, I'm doing Casey Donahue's Boots on the Beach. So excited for that. Dean Dillon is going to be there. And Dean Dillon wrote basically all of George Strait's songs. And so he is iconic. And I'm going to try to trap him and write a song with him.
Oh, yeah.
And have my number one TikTok viral hit. Right. And I mean, every artist on the bill is just iconic. So I'm very excited to get to be a part of that and go to Cabo for a few days.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple shows kind of just in the middle of that. And then I get to sing with Ragweed in Waco.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. And this time it's different because I'm going to be on stage the whole time. I'm pretty sure as the actual backup singer.
Shoot.
Like we're doing like rehearsals and everything. Like it's a real thing. So yeah, it's very exciting. I'm nervous. I already was texting my friend Abby. She does Snake Farm Creative and I was like, I need an outfit because I don't want to have to think about this. I'm too nervous for the show. Please make something. Please find me something. She's like, I got you and it's gonna be good. So have that and just some more random shows that are popping up here and there. I mean, I'm probably gonna try to do some more stuff with The Departed, with Cody's main band, just kind of pop in here and there and do some harmonies for them and kind of get more road life under my boots. And
right on.
And more music, hopefully.
Yeah. Do you have anything like that coming up, or are you kind of just focusing more on the shows and stuff right now?
I'm always focused on music. I have to be.
Yeah.
But definitely some stuff I'm working on. Sad. So I know, you know, that's my thing. Love to be sad. and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I always say that about every single release I ever do. But this one genuinely, it came from a much different place. And now when I sing it, it comes from like an even more of a different place. So it's like weird, but it'll all make sense when it comes out.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, and some more secretive stuff that I am not sharing just yet, but something I'm very excited about. And yeah. Very exciting. Awesome.
Can't wait. All right. One more thing. And this is also a very broad question. So sorry, but we're about halfway through the year. No, I think we're literally halfway through the year.
We are. What like, the hell?
So this would make a lot more sense to ask in like January, but goals for the rest of the year. I know you already have your plate pretty set with like, you know, all the shows and music and stuff, but is there anything specific that you really want to hit head on before the year's over?
I really want a new guitar. Okay. I know that's random, but like that's really on my to-do list because I love this one. It's done me good, but it's time. And yeah. I'm one of those people that believes whenever you get a new guitar, there's new songs waiting for you within that guitar. Mm-hmm. Because not all of my songs have been written on this guitar. Like some other ones have popped out on my other one, you know, like my white one. And so I want a new one to see what new songs come out from that. And also, I think that I've earned it. And I don't mm-hmm. say that very often about myself. So I think I earn a guitar.
For sure.
What do I want? I definitely want to write more. I feel like I really enjoy when I do co-writes. And I feel like I always get something good out of it. I got to write with Harper O'Neill not very long ago. And we started something that's really, really good. But I definitely want to write more. You know, it's a whole process, but I'm trying to be better about it.
Yeah.
Don't mess up the Ragweed show.
You'll do fine.
it's a lot of pressure, but it's fun. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know how we're halfway through the year.
I know. It seems like it was just Christmas.
Like, I can't even think of New Year's resolutions because the year's already over before I can even start them.
For real.
Blink and hello, here's half the year gone. It's already summertime.
I know.
So, like, I'm drawing a blank because I don't know.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're very busy and it's good to be busy in music. So that's very good. That's cool to hear. And You know that we're always really excited for you, and we can't wait to see what's next. You're killing it. Love it. And before we go, again, plugs, wherever people could find you, socials, anything like that. The floor is yours.
Gracie York, GRAYCIE. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for no reason at all. but yeah, Gracie York everywhere. And my new single, Call Me Crazy, is out now. You can go stream it, listen to it, watch. I actually made my lyric video for that song. Mm-hmm. So that's on YouTube as well. And Coffee and a Yap on YouTube. New episodes coming soon for sure. Look, I sound like a YouTuber saying that, don't I?
I know, you're killing it.
But yeah, I think that's it for me right now.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. We're glad to hear it. And everyone, make sure to do that. Also, let's make sure to check out Rage Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Google us. We'll pop up. We'll be everywhere. So Gracie York, thank you for hopping on. It's always a pleasure. And
thanks for having me.
Of course, and can't wait to have you on again, talk about more success soon enough. Yes. So awesome. Thanks a lot, everyone. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. My boots would look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Take you home tonight. 'Cause baby, I'm down to get dirty. You and me and some Tennessee whiskey on us. We ain't got to get no rest. Take your time, make it feel just right. Make it